So you know what content marketing is, if you've listened to last week's podcast. If you haven't listened to it, then head over. It'll probably be the blog post before this, so go and head over there and have a look at it. And what we're going to do is put a bit more meat on the bones, and we're going to talk about how you can use content marketing in your recruitment company to attract more candidates, clients, and potentially talent as well.
Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing Podcast with Denise Oyston and Sharon Newey. Marketing can transform the growth of your recruitment business and faster than most people realize. So join in now as we discuss how marketing can generate more clients and increase your talent pool.
So this is part two of our little series on content marketing, and this is Denise from Superfast Recruitment. And you can, as always, get a transcription for this if you've found us on iTunes or you've connected with us on LinkedIn and you've seen one of the links that we've shared. You can actually get a transcription of this on our website. Just head over there and look for the podcast section. And now I think there's a little image in the right-hand side bar, and we just click that and it'll take you through to the podcast page, and you'll be able to go and download this onto your iPhone, whatever you want to do, and consume the content and the information. So hopefully you'll think well of us, and then in the future you might decide to work with us. That's how it works, and that's what I want to talk to you about, in how you can make that work for your recruitment company. And people say, oh, well, it's all right for you, Denise, you're a marketing company, and it's very different the way you do it. How can I do it as a recruitment company? Well, you can do it, and you can do it incredibly well. So today what I wanted to do is share six strategies, six sort of top tips that I always talk about when it comes to content marketing with recruitment business owners, and how you can get it to work really well in your sector. So step one then is actually create some content for your market and answer their questions. And a top tip that I often share with people is, obviously, if you've never done something like this before, it may feel a little bit daunting at first. It isn't. There's two areas I would share with people. One, I would talk about skills. And secondly, I would look at giving them some market information. So that helps to brand you as an expert. Now, skills. Now, some recruitment business owners groan when I say, well, I would always have something on your website about interview questions, confidence, what to wear. And you may think that is old hat, but remember, you are a recruiter. You are dealing with this day in, day out. And particularly in today's environment, when you're wanting that high quality, most placeable candidate, then it may have been a while since they've had an interview. It may have been a while since they've structured a CV properly. You are an expert in this. How about putting some nice different tips for them and in what they can do? Because, you know, people search for this online. Just before I was actually preparing for this podcast and I was planning it out, I just had a quick look on Google, and, you know, there are thousands and thousands of searches each month for, you know, how to write a CV, how to construct some answers to some competency-based interview questions. What should I wear at an interview? What do I need to do for this? How can I come across as confident? So there's all these things that, you know, as a recruiter, yeah, that's old hat to you because you're doing it every day of the week. However, for your candidates, and sometimes your most placeable candidates, they may not be as slick at that, and they will be looking for information. So if they can find it on your website, that is great. So what else can you do? Well, I would share industry news, and a tip that I often say to people is go and grab that news and put it on your website. Put a little bit link back to the Daily Telegraph or wherever else that you got it from, and just make a little bit of editorial comment. People will thank you for it, because quite often people don't have the time. Say they're preparing for an interview and they know, maybe say it's an engineering role that they're going for, and someone might ask them some questions about, you know, what's going on in the market at the moment, because they're, you know, obviously good candidates would know that type of thing. Well, if you're actually sharing that on your blog, that will be a lifesaver for many candidates that are going for an interview. And how it's very easy to do. There are different ways of doing it. A simple way and a free way is just to sign up for Google Alerts, and it will give you all the sort of top searches on that particular topic. If you just sort of put your sort of name, sign up with your Google account and whatever that might be, whether it's, I don't know, engineering or PR or oil and gas or whatever you are working in, then set up a Google alert, and that will give you some great information on news. Now, what about content? What could you share? There are so many things that you could share when it comes to content, and often people go, oh, well, I don't know. Well, you know, I obviously, the role that I perform, I've had 20 ideas before breakfast. If you're not that type of person, make a note of them. Great little tool that I use, which is free. It's called Evernote, evernote.com. Just Google it. Go and have a look for it. And it's like an online notebook, and it saves everything, and it's searchable. That's what's amazing. If you're one of these people, if you're a bit creative like I am and you can never find things, then you can just actually search inside it. But I use that. There's little sort of web clipping tools that you can use, and you can collect everything that you can write content about. Great, great, great thing to do. So how are you going to share this content? What I would say to people is, it is great to share things on LinkedIn. Absolutely. However, your ultimate goal is to get them to something that you own, to your authority recruitment website. And I strongly suggest that you have a dynamic page on your website, whether you call it a news page, a blog page, or whatever you call it. And it would need to be in a content managed system. I recommend WordPress. It's the most popular one online. Google loves it, and it's very easy to optimize it for the search engines, and at least for some keywords as well. Simple to use. You can add videos to it. You can add images to it, and you can have some really nice content. So always make sure that you have that on your website. So that's number two. So, you know, number three is about creating content in different formats. It's very easy to create an audio. This is a podcast that I'm doing, a little bit more involved in that, but it's very easy to create an audio. You know, the majority of people I seem to come across have an iPhone, or they've got a smartphone of some description. It's amazing the quality of the audio that you can get there, and you can create that on your blog. You can get one of your team members to transcribe it, and away you go. You've got content. Amazing. So what else can you do? Well, you can create white papers, and you can, obviously, you've got your blog post, you've got your audio. You can create a little video, put that online. It was interesting. I noticed a recruiter the other day over in the States, actually, that I know quite well. And he actually creates videos, and he talks about his candidates. How good is that? And that is there on his website. He talks about, you know, his most placeable candidates that he's got, or he'll talk about a position that he's got vacant. Come and have a look at it. Very, very slick way that he does it. But, you know, hey, you could even do that when it comes to sharing content. You could have a PDF. Now, people can download PDFs from your website. And something I always encourage people to do is, it's great to share content. Obviously, you're attracting people in. But how about doing a bit of reciprocity here, so that you will give people a nice PDF download and some resources maybe, and you will do that in return for an email address? Because then you've got, I know for lots of you, you know, you may be having people uploading CVs, but it's great to actually collect an email address, and then you've got that person's address, and then you can start to really, really build a relationship with them. And I would say, you know, it's a bit like your blog posts are your hors d'oeuvres, and your email marketing that you start to email to people, that's the main course. So you sort of grade your content. So this content that you're receiving now is pretty good. I tend to give quite a lot away anyway on our blog and on our podcast. But you know, when you sign up for things, then you get even deeper content. You'll get some specific examples and more how to's because, you know, you are then engaged. You're a subscriber of ours. Then you're forming part of our tribe. You're joining us. And that's the whole point of this sort of content revolution and content marketing. So that's number 4 and 5. So that's, and we talk about, you know, grade your content and have the top content when people subscribe. So what else do you need to think about? Well, you need to do it consistently. There's nothing worse than going onto a blog and seeing a very, very lonely blog post that was put up, 6 months ago or worse still last year, and there's been nothing else there. It's something that you can outsource. Because the thing about it is it will produce an ROI for you. And it's about consistency and things build over time. If you are training for a marathon, and Sharon's training for a half marathon at the moment, then it doesn't happen overnight. If she was to go out and run now, no, she wouldn't make it all the way around because she needs to build it up and the results come after you put the work in. And it's the same with content marketing. It's about doing it consistently, you know, once a week. If you can't do that, then once a fortnight. Better still, outsource it. Then you know that it's going to take place. You know it's handled and you know that you've got that part of your marketing and it will work. You know, this works. This, as a friend of mine said, this stuff works. So that's a real sort of quickie around content marketing, what you need to do. First of all, you need to create some content for your market. Think about what some of their questions are. You know, just pick up the phone and talk to some people and you'll find out what it is that they need. Please don't make an assumption that they don't need any information on interviewing skills, confidence, what to wear, motivation, all those sort of different skills, the softer skills that you can really brand yourself as an expert. With that content, make sure that you're also talking and giving them some information on what's happening in the market. Have a blog page, really, really easy to get put up by your webmaster. You know, create regular content in different formats. We all like to consume different information. I'm very visual. I do like to look at pictures. I also like to listen, download things onto my iPod and listen to them. I find this particularly easy to consume. A lot of people like audios because they can listen to it on the go. So create different content. Grade your content. So the really meaty stuff, people have to, the jargon term is opt in, give you the name and email address. Content for people when they subscribe. And then the other thing, do it consistently. Just make that decision that you will do it and then watch the magic happen. Because what happens is when people see that you're in it for the long term, then you will be amazed at the results that you'll get. So this is Denise from the Recruitment Marketing Podcast signing off for today. And this is part 2 around how you can actually use content marketing in your recruitment business.